This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is underway in New Delhi. The five-day summit is the first ever global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. The summit will strengthen India's role as a key platform for shaping the global AI agenda. Over 100 countries have been invited to the summit, and more than 2 lakh people have registered online. World leaders from 20 nations are scheduled to attend the event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Expo 2026 in New Delhi this evening. The five-day expo is being held alongside the India AI Impact Summit 2026. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that it is a matter of immense pride for the countrymen that people from all over the world are coming to India for the India AI Impact Summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended a warm welcome to world leaders, industry leaders, innovators, policymakers, researchers, and tech enthusiasts from across the world for the summit. The Prime Minister added that the occasion also shows the capability of the country's youth. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi will meet French President Emmanuel Macron in Mumbai tomorrow. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that after the abrogation of Article 370, violence in Kashmir, Northeast and Maoist affected areas has been reduced by 80%. He said the day is not far when these areas will be completely free from violence. Speaking on the occasion of the 79th Raising Day celebrations of Delhi Police, Mr. Shah said, "The Maoist terrorism spread across 11 states has always posed a significant challenge to the country's internal security."
After the abrogation of Article 370, we have succeeded in reducing the figures of violence in Kashmir, the Northeast, and Maoist affected areas by up to 80%. The day is not far when all three of these regions will be completely free from violence.
The spy sector has hailed the interim trade agreement achieved between India and the United States. Talking to Akashvani News, Chairman of Federation of Indian Spy Stakeholders, Tejas Gandhi said that the deal will help in generating new opportunities of enhancing market competitiveness. Mr. Gandhi added that the reduction of tariffs will boost exports of Indian goods. In Rajasthan, 8 people have been killed after a massive fire broke out in a factory in Tapukara of Kherthal Tijara district. Police and administrative authorities began relief and rescue operations. The incident is reported to have occurred at a cardboard factory in the Khushkhela industrial area. ADM Sumitra Mishra stated that the bodies of all 8 workers have been recovered. The rescue operation is still underway. Vice President CP Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the mishap. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan extended condolences to the bereaved families and prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. Prime Minister Modi, in a social media post, described the incident as tragic and deeply saddening. The officer trainees of the Indian Audit and Account Service, Defence Aeronautical Quality Assurance Service and Indian Trade Service today called on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. In a social media post, the president said that when officers work with commitment for the development of the country and the well-being of every citizen, the nation continues to grow stronger, more capable and more respected on the global stage. The president appreciated the dedication and enthusiasm of the young officers and described their passion for public service as a transformative force for building the India of tomorrow. 4 people were killed after an Israeli airstrike targeted a vehicle near Lebanon's border with Syria, underlining continued hostilities along Israel's northern front despite an existing truce. According to Lebanon's national news agency, an Israeli drone struck a car in the Majdal Anjar area near the Lebanese-Syrian border last night. The Israeli military said that it had targeted operatives belonging to the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad. In men's T20 cricket World Cup, Afghanistan won against UAE in the Group D clash in Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. Meanwhile, Australia will take on Sri Lanka at Palakkad International Cricket Stadium in Palakkad this evening. The match is set to begin at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.